First person singular, opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Lori Korn once walked in the Garden of Eden.
In the 60s, I began backpacking with my husband Tom. For my birthday, he bought me a pair of expensive Swiss hiking boots. He had plans. We spent weekends at the ski hut in Berkeley, picking out gear and just add water, chicken, tetrazzini, and other such dehydrated delights. In those days, you could hike Glacier National Park all day without seeing another person. Tom had bells on his pack that jingled as he walked to warn the grizzlies away. Indian paintbrush lined the paths, and bighorn rams greeted us on the mountain passes. Alone under big Montana skies, it was so romantic in an Adam and Eve sort of way. Years later, after Tom and I were no longer together, I hiked with my son Ben, who loved the mountains and took up where his dad left off. He carried a topographic map, every contour marking 60 feet of altitude. When I got hot and tired, he'd just look at the map and say, "Just one more contour line and we're there." When we were there, I rested, and he would continue scrambling up to the highest point. I have so many pictures of him silhouetted against the evening sky on top of a mountain. One day in the grueling heat, when we had just climbed up four contour lines, a family passed us going in the opposite direction, father, kids, and the bedraggled mother dragging along. When she passed me, she looked me in the eye and spoke four words that I will never forget. "I'd rather be ironing."
Lori Korn is a writer who still hikes with her kids, now 46 and 49, and she never, ever irons. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.